Good morning to you. Rainy again here, starting to feel like a bit of a broken record. Never mind, got a cup of tea and I'll do this wee recording and then I'll get on with some of my photo projects. Yesterday I talked a bit about the artist's way and one of the core elements, which is writing the morning pages. If this is the first of my little audio boos that you've listened to, and you wonder what that's all about, then have a listen to yesterday's one. I think it was number 5. But I've started marking what the topic is anyway, so that it will be easier for me to retrieve things as much as anything else. Anyway, the other core element of the artist's way is to do what Julia Cameron calls artist dates. And basically, this is to decide ahead of time about something that you would really like to do. Usually you would plan to do it by yourself for a specific amount of time, or you know, the thing that you want to do will dictate how long you need, really. And surprisingly, this can be quite a difficult thing to organize. For one, some people initially can't really come up with any things that would fit this description. So there are a few exercises early on in the artist's way that are intended to help you excavate what kind of things these might be. And they could be quite short and sweet, like you might notice that there's an exhibition on your way to work and you carve out a half hour so that you've got time to pop in and see it, or you could decide to spend half an hour in a wool shop that you've never been to, choosing some wools, or if you've got the luxury of a bit more time, you could decide to take a bus to a nearby town that you're not familiar with and spend the day there, either drawing or taking photos or just strolling around and soaking in the atmosphere. And the interesting thing is that people can be surprisingly resistant to the idea of doing these artist dates. A friend of mine who facilitates the artist's way has noticed that this is often the case. People view morning pages as work and serious and therefore definitely to be completed, and artist dates are play and therefore fair game if anything more pressing turns up, like washing the dishes or doing the ironing. So try it out for yourself. Decide on something that you'd like to do. Give it a slot in your week to go and do it. And then see at the end of the week if you actually did it or not. That's an interesting little experiment. If you aren't familiar with The Artist's Way, it's a book by Julia Cameron, divided into 12 chapters which have different themes. And as a whole, it's intended to help creative people get back on track. But actually, I think at a much more basic level, it's just about how to find out what you like doing and do more of it, in a nutshell. Anyway, that's it for today, and I will be back here again tomorrow, technology willing. Hope to see you then. Bye-bye.